because...
Well, here I am on the other side now. Maybe I can get this finished off. Fixing to let Tommy say a few words here in just a minute, as soon as he gets where he can break loose from his letter there he's writing. I hope y'all enjoyed those few pictures I sent you here a while back, the last letter I wrote you, and I've got quite a few more I want to send you all of the senior around. I got one of the POW camp, that's the prisoner of war camp over here by us. You're not supposed to be taking any pictures of that, but I got a couple of shots of it. And there's a few more of the town. I don't remember just which ones I sent y'all, but I've got quite a few here that I'll be sending. I put three more rolls in yesterday to be developed, and I get them back around the 26th. So y'all be getting quite a few pictures along as time moves by. Well, I'm gonna shut up here for a minute, see if I can get Tommy over here and let him say a few words to y'all. He's listened to, we got in here the other night, and he listened to quite a few of the past tapes that, you know, we'd got, and he really got enjoyment out of it. And so we started y'all one. He said, talked on it some right after we'd listened to him, but that's the one that I just never did finish. I taped over it. So I'll let him say a few words here now.
Tommy? Well, good morning, everybody. I can't hardly talk this morning either. I'm kind of like Gene. I think he's cold about to get me down, too. But coughing, sneezing, and carrying on around here. Maybe I'll get rid of it pretty soon. It's kind of muddy outside this morning, hot. Like Gene said, it rained early this morning. And kind of makes it miserable around here. I want to tell you, I sure have enjoyed the tapes, listening to them. I kind of missed him while I was gone. Wasn't anybody up there that had any. Kind of missed old Gene, too, off up where I was at. Then I came back, and Dadgum wasn't here about a day or two, and he took off and went up there and messed around for a day or two. But he's back down here with us now. I hope he stays. Hope we can stay together from now on. Of course, you never know this army. I sat over there trying to write Mom and Dad a letter this morning. I can't even get my brain to work. I don't even know. Can't think anything to write to him. Well, I'll close off right now, let Gene say a few more words and get back this letter and see if I can't ride my mama before she picks up her broomstick and throws it at me all the way over here. Bye-bye.
Well, that's old T. Tommy. So, he said a few words there. 10 or 10. And, so I'll try to go ahead and get this made out. He's back over there writing his letter now. I'll tell you, it gets kind of hard to write a letter. You know, you write the same thing over and over, and you don't want to bore anybody with the same old news. I'll tell you, it's hard to do, just sit down and write so much. So my letters are short, and I'm just telling y'all I'm okay. Well, y'all just kind of have to try to understand. I hear a lot of noise on this. Now, it's planes going over. Quite a few coming in this morning. Like I told y'all, so many of the tapes, we're right on the flight line. And so there'll be quite a few planes you hear going over on this tape. We're out from under our big alert now. You know that election that I told y'all about and all that. I don't even know how the election came out, but we're back just about a normal gait now where we, you know, our regular old work and everything, except this truck driver's putting in an awful lot of hours. I'm hoping that some of these hours will be cut down a little bit, but in a way, another way, I don't care, because it makes time pass much better, you know, working all the time. Rumors that we're going to start the 2 shifts now, working around the clock, so I don't know if we will or not. If I do, I might be working nights or might be working days. I'd rather work days, but I don't know, I might try nights for a while just for the heck of it. I never have got to find out anything about my education program over here. I hope to do that before long, before it gets too late.
because I sure would like to get a high school education out of Uncle Sam if I could. Plan on going over here to Long Bend or somewhere to the dentist before long and seeing if I, just a minute. And seeing if I can't get me a new set of false teeth made. I don't know if I can or not, because I just have to tell them I've lost these or something. But I'm gonna try anyhow. That way, maybe I won't have to buy a new set later on when I get out. And things come pretty high on the outside, and I'm gonna get everything I can out of Uncle Sam. I'm gonna start getting it now, because I'm getting short enough now that I can kind of start planning on getting out, you know. Ain't got but 6 months and days, and won't be long, I'll be saying 5 months and days. About six more paydays is all I got with Uncle Sam, thank goodness. And I'll get back out in that good old civilian life, sure will be happy. Linda and I started discussing where we'd live and everything in our letters when I get out, and I imagine what we're thinking about now is living in New Orleans. Like I told y'all all along, that'd be about halfway between y'all and her parents. And so I just imagine that's probably where we live, New Orleans. Sure we'll be glad when the time gets here. Of course, we won't get to see each other all the time, but we will be close enough then that we can go and see each other and talk to each other on the telephone and everything. Mother, you said something about making Linda a tape. I think she'd really enjoy that if you did. I know that it just tickled her to death. She speaks of y'all in the biggest majority of her letters, and she's really crazy about all of y'all. And I wish that she'd come out there and stay a while. And after November, I kind of look for her to come out there for a while. But if y'all want to make her a tape, if you want to make her one, you go ahead, because I know that she'd really enjoy it. She'd love to hear you talk to her, and it really means something to her. I hadn't sent her one in a good long while now. I might sit down and make her one tonight. I don't know. But if I do or if I don't, well, I have to write her a long letter. And so after I get this tape made, well, I'm going to have to get started on my letter writing. Mom, I forgot to tell you. You know, I told you that I'd run into a buddy of mine, Cook, that was working up here in the quartermaster. Well, he had heard from Richard Byers, and I don't know if I told you on the other tape or not, but Richard Byers is at Cameron Bay, and there's some of the other boys over here, too. I'm going to be trying to look them up before long. Actually, I can't look Rich up because Cameron Bay is a long ways from here. But I am going to write him a letter, because we'll all be getting back to the States here before too long. I want to see all of them when I get back. Sit around and tell these old stories about this old place over here. Swap lies. Brother and sis, I'm sure y'all listening to this, so. Right now, I want to say a few words to y'all. Y'all, I'm sorry that I haven't written you as often as I should here lately. It's just like I said, I've just slacked off my letter writing. I hope y'all understand. You know, I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about all of you every day. And if I don't write as regular as I should, y'all just don't get shook up and everything. I've been pretty busy here lately, and like I said, I hate to just keep writing the same old things over and over, because I don't want to bore y'all. I'll try writing a little more. I might start just sending a card now and then. At least I let y'all know I'm okay and everything. Everything's all right, and it's been rather quiet around here now for quite a few days now. There hadn't been any sign of anything. Everything's been going pretty good. Just hope it continues that way as long as I'm over here. It ain't gonna be too long till it's gonna be election time there in the States. And I look for there to be quite a change over here when it comes to election time.
I don't know, but I just look for there to be a big change. I hope that it is. It'll be a long time before all this is over. There's no end to it in sight. Of course, all of y'all know that. The old boys up in North Vietnam right now, they're having it pretty rough. Been reading about it quite a bit in the paper and hearing it on our Armed Forces radio station over here, and it sounds like they're having it pretty rough. But down in South Vietnam, we've got it pretty good right now. I'm glad that I'm here in South Vietnam rather than being up there. I've gone up there, up like I told you, up around Phu Loi and Lac A and on up in there. That's still South Vietnam, but it's on up further north than where we are. Well, this is about gone, y'all, so I'm going to sign off for now. Get it in the mail. I'm signing off my love to all of you. So y'all write me, send me a tape. We really enjoy getting them tapes and thinking about y'all every day. Y'all all take care of yourself. Tell the boys I said hi. Uncle Gene loves them, so we'll be writing to you, send you a tape.